A new Facebook feature has started. It's already popped up on a number of mobile apps, and it's a potentially dicey situation if you happen to click yes to photo sync, and you don't really want to do that, because what may happen is you may be exposing a lot of data and all of your photos on your smartphone that you may not want it to upload. To explain all of this and tell us what we need to know, Ken Moskowitz, Spanky of the Data Doctors, joining us live. The Data Doctors heard daily on WTOP at 143. Ken, good to have you back on with us.
Hey, Mark. So, question for you. What do you have on your phone that you're afraid to show people?
Well, I tell you, not every picture needs to be uploaded to Facebook.
Yeah, so Facebook, when they rolled out this new feature, of course, they always roll these things out very quietly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously, they do it for a reason. This feature is something that people want. It makes life easier. You don't have to think about uploading your pictures to Facebook because that's where everybody shares things. But there are some unintended consequences to PhotoSync. So let me tell you what it does. When you install or agree to the app, it will automatically start uploading all of the photos on your phone. So if you take pictures with your phone, every photo you take will now be uploaded automatically to Facebook. Now, it goes into a private place. It's not publicly available. It's you control who eventually will see those pictures. However, there are some unintended consequences that we're concerned about, and that is your privacy if you get hacked, a bad malware infection, or do what I do. You know, I'm at a friend's house, and I hop on their computer for a second to show them something, and I check my Facebook page while I'm there, and I forget to log out. Well, what happens now is your friend has access to all of those pictures. Your private pictures aren't that private anymore.
So how can someone protect him or herself from having this happen? Is there any way you can stop all those photos from being uploaded?
Absolutely. First of all, for the first time in a long time, this is not a feature that is on by default. It is off by default. So it's not something that you have to worry about being on. However, because of Facebook placing it right in your news feed, it's very easy to accidentally click on the, yes, I want to do this, and suddenly your phone is now syncing. And it's so seamless. You don't even realize it's happening. It just happens. So you can go in, whether you're on an iPhone or Android, there are some easy ways to turn it off. And once you turn it off, you can delete those pictures from the private gallery. We actually created a video that is linked right on the WTOP site so that your listeners can see exactly how to do this.
Now, on the positive side of this, this could be a huge time saver because for folks who would like to upload most of their pictures to Facebook or at least have access to them on the social media site.
Absolutely. It is a time saver because every picture is available, and then you can decide who gets to see those in distribution. Again, the problem is, and you know, Mark, everyone does this, and I think we've all seen this, you know, these pictures that people take of themselves. You get in the bathroom, and you want to see what your rear end looks like in the mirror, and you can't quite see it, so they take a picture. And, well, you think about that. Suddenly, that picture is up on Facebook.
You don't want that on Facebook.
No.
Right. It's not, again, it's not public, but it's there.
And the potential is there for it to appear on the public site. And that's
how many times have we heard about Facebook accounts being hacked, emails mm-hmm. being hacked? It happens.
Good advice.
Right. Wow. That's a little scary, but great information. And again, the video from the Data Doctors at WTOP.com, so you can figure all this out for yourself as well. Ken Moskowitz of the Data Doctors heard daily here on WTOP.